إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him and bearing witness that there is no deity but Him. There is no creator except Him. There is no sustenance provider except Him. There is no guardian except Him. There is no one able to provide and support everything like Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow them and who follow them until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We are still learning about these principles that we need, and they are very important in understanding the Holy Quran. And we are talking in particular about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah? Do we know him, or do we get to hear him about him every Friday? And that's about it. We just happen to hear about him every Friday, but we don't really know him the way he should be known, appreciate him the way he should be appreciated, and love him the way he should be loved. He's not his influence, his presence and influence in our heart and in our life is not the way he should influence our heart and our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to know him and created us so that he, among the reasons he has created us, he made it in such a way that if we recognize him, he gave us a very golden opportunity to earn Jannah, to earn an everlasting eternal life of happiness, everlasting happy life in Jannah, by recognizing him, by loving him, by bringing him into our hearts, and by making him influencing our life. And in order to achieve that, he provided us with tools, including the Holy Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, and all these are tools, the prayers, the fasting, all these are tools to achieve righteousness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the siyam, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you might achieve, you may achieve righteousness. So these are tools. Among the tools that Allah has provided for us so that we get to know Him are 99 descriptions of Himself or 99 names. And this is the official way in Islam to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through imaginations or through superstition, like dream of something or dream of an image or draw an image or something like that. The official way of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by studying His 99 names. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, instructing us how to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَنُوا تِسْعَنَا إِسْمَا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Whomsoever grasp have a good command of them, whomsoever has a good command of the 99 names, he is going to go to Jannah for sure. Command of the 99 names is by understanding them, taking not only a body of knowledge in the brain, because the body of the knowledge in the brain is not helpful by itself, but as they always say that all humans are not going to be saved except the ones who have knowledge in their brains. And all the ones who have knowledge in their brains are not going to be saved except the ones who practice the knowledge in their brain, put it into action. And all the ones who practice the knowledge in their brains are not going to be saved except the ones who practice this knowledge with sincere intentions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a bigger circle, which is all human beings, and inside that there is a smaller circle, which is the one who have knowledge. Inside that there is a smaller circle, which is the one who practice the knowledge. Inside that there is this very tight circle of the people who go to Jannah are the ones who practice their knowledge with sincere intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So
So part of having a good command in the 99 names of Allah, part of the requirements is to put it into practice. What good does it do? If you know the 99 names of Allah, you understand them, you can give very good speeches about them, you can teach them, but you are not practicing them. Actually, such a knowledge is called a liability knowledge. It's a knowledge that gets a person into hellfire, because in the Day of Judgment, this knowledge is used against that person. It is not used in favor of this person, it's used against this person, because it's a disaster when the person knows but he's not practicing what he knows. There was a very famous story about a guy in the teachings of the children of Israel, about a guy who was misguided, living his life, living a miserable life of misguidance. And then he went to a place of worship. He met a guy, very good preacher, very powerful speaker, very inspiring and very vocal. And when he met him, he preached to him. And as a result of his preaching, the heart of this guy opened. And he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he started becoming a righteous person and practicing righteousness. Until that person died, in the Day of Judgment, he went to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all his past sins and took him to Jannah because he has repented. When he entered Jannah, he remembered the guy that was the reason for him to go to Jannah. The teacher that taught him righteousness, that influenced his heart. And he said, "Oh my God, I miss this guy so much. Where is he? I want to visit him." And in Jannah, believers do remember each other and have wish to go and visit each other. So he looked at him. All over the Jannah, he couldn't find him. He's not anywhere. So he was so puzzled. He said, "Where is this guy? I can't find him anywhere in Jannah. Perhaps he is in a very high level of Jannah that I cannot reach." And by coincidence, he was looking at the people of hellfire, and he saw him in hellfire. He was shocked. He told him, he called on him and he said, "Why are you in hellfire? It was because of you I am in Jannah. So how could it be that because of you I am in Jannah and you are in hellfire?" He said, "I used to teach you the knowledge. You have learned the knowledge and you have implemented the knowledge. So you went to Jannah. I used to teach the knowledge, but I've never implemented the knowledge. I did not practice what I was preaching. And as a result, I am in hellfire." As we know in the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the people of Jannah see the people of hellfire, see their homes in hellfire. The homes of the people of Jannah, when a person is created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates two places for him, one in hellfire and one in Jannah. When he goes to Jannah, Allah gets him to see his place in hellfire and to see the other people of hellfire. So his happiness is doubled and tripled, that he's saved from that place in hellfire. And the other way around as well, that the people of hellfire get to see their homes in Jannah that Allah has created for them. So their misery and their sorrow is doubled and tripled and multiplied several times when they see what they have lost because of their wickedness and turning their back from the back of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the way, the tools, the 99 names, these are the tools of knowledge that Allah has given to us. And we need to understand them before we can put them into practice. The names of Allah are divided into two categories. Asma'ul Jamal wa Asma'ul Jalal. The names of beauty or the attributes of beauty, and the names of greatness or the attributes of greatness. The names of beauty, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general, some of them can be used alone, and some of them cannot be used except in pairs. The names that can be used alone, as we know, Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Kareem, all these names can be used by themselves. But there are other names we are forbidden from using them by themselves. Like, they have to come with the other, with a partner. Like, for example, An-Nafi' Ad-Dar. You cannot use the second one, which is Ad-Dar by itself. We have to use them together. We have to say nafi' ad-dar together. We can't say ad-dar, which is the most harmful, and nafi', which is the most beneficial. You cannot describe Allah with the second name by itself, by saying He's the most harmful and stop. No, can't. You have to mention first name, the partner first, and it has to come first. And nafi', and then you can say ad-dar afterwards. And nafi' is the most beneficial, because the first one is more superior to the second one. The one that prevails on the second one. And nafi', the most beneficial, prevails over ad-dar. Several other examples like that in the names of Allah, like Al-Mu'izz, Al-Mudhil. You cannot call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Mudhil by itself. Al-Mudhil is the one who lowers the ranks of people and makes them more and more humiliated until they reach to the lowest level of humiliation. That's called Al-Mudhil. Al-Mu'izz is the one who raises the ranks of the people high and gives them means of power and honor and fame and all of that until they reach to the highest, to a very high level of happiness and power and abilities. Al-Mu'izz, Al-Mudhil. You cannot use the second name, which is Al-Mudhil, the one who humiliates the most, without the first name, which is the one who raises the rank the most. You have to use the first one, Al-Mu'izz, and then followed by Al-Mudhil if you want to, or you can stop and say Al-Mu'izz by itself. No problem if you say Al-Mu'izz by itself, but you cannot use Al-Mudhil by itself. And so is the other part of the other twin names, Al-Ati Al-Mani', the one who provides and the one who stops the provision. You cannot call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Mani' by itself, because it is not right to say He's Al-Mani'. No, you have to mention the first one is He's Al-Ati, He's the one who provides, and you can then say the other partner, which is Al-Mani', which is the one who comes, who stops the provision from people. So, and indeed Allah does both. Indeed Allah does provide and does stop provisions based on His wisdom. Indeed Allah gives izzah, raises the ranks of the people, and gives dhul, lowers the ranks of the people based on His wisdom. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing all these things based on His wisdom. And these are official names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other names of Allah or other descriptions of Allah, they are not official names, but they are descriptions that Allah has described Himself in the Holy Quran, and we are forbidden to use them outside of that particular context in this Holy Quran. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, they practice makr. Makr is blotting and designs of destruction to destroy your enemy. That's called makr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in that verse that they are blotting and making designs. And Allah is blotting and making more. And Allah is making more superior plots and designs. For Allah is the one who is the most superior in His plots and designs. So you cannot call Allah makar. We're forbidden from doing that, because that is context specific description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah is teaching us that in face of wickedness, in face of blotting and designs, He does meet the blotting and designs with more superior blotting and designs. And you might wonder, same thing also when Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا. They are making designs to destroy you, and indeed I am making more superior designs to destroy them. You cannot call Allah the designer, Al-Kayyad. It is a context-specific name which is related to this particular incident. Indeed, it is a sign of weakness. It is a sign of imperfection. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not able to meet the blotting and the design with at least equivalent blotting and designs. But not even equivalent, Allah is able to meet the blots and designs with more superior blots and designs. Just imagine that Allah is not able to do that. Allah doesn't like the weakness. Allah doesn't like the wickedness and the design and the ill designs and the injustice. Allah doesn't like that. And indeed Allah is able to meet those with more superior plots and designs to, it's a sign of perfectness. It's the sign of perfection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so perfect even in these areas. So these are names, context to specific names that we are not permitted to use at all, except in that particular context where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used in the Holy Quran. Other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, we're going to touch on them, the remaining names inshaAllah in the following weeks. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.